In Deaf Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Episode 7, featuring L.
Peace, peace, peace. In Deaf Podcast, Episode 7. Got a very special guest, my boy. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
Yes, sir. It's your boy. It's L, all caps. You know what I'm saying? It's me, Two Phone Valley, man, all that stuff. What's up, bro?
Man, I'm cooling, bro. I'm glad to have you on here, bro. You were one of my first interviews, Mel. Like, you interviewed me first on the Romance Valley thing, Mel.
Yes, sir, man. It's cool to see how it comes back in circles, man. I'm appreciative that you would even have me on, you know? It's nothing but gratitude from this way.
Nah, facts, bro. Like, you was just talking about me tapped into the scene. Bro, you're super tapped into the scene, Mel. Facts.
I try, bro. Like, I'm just a fan of the music, you know? So it's like, it's cool to get to meet the people behind the music. And it's a whole different feeling, you know?
Dope, dope, dope. All right. So my first question, because you are an artist as well, dream studio session. You get to pick one co-producer and three artists. Who are you picking?
Oof. That's damn. I'm picking as my co-producer. I would really like probably like a Cash beat. So probably Cash or Da Vinci. Actually, no, I scratch all of that. I would do probably Indigo Child Rick as a co-producer and one of the artists. I will, like, if he has to take up two slots, that's fine. Tony Snow, because I'm a huge, like, that's probably my favorite rapper for like 2 years now. So Indigo Child Rick, Tony Snow, Hook. Like, the homie Hook, I love Hook. She's so hard. That would probably be, like, my dream studio session, like, as of right now. Like, all the time, I would probably take, like, Pharrell. Pharrell, Cousin Stiz. This is Pharrell, Cousin Stiz. Mick Jenkins. And I know that sounds like crazy as hell, but Cousin Stiz, Mick Jenkins, and Cali Unchez. Like, I don't know if it would work as a song, but like as like a body of work, I would love to like just get those people in there and pick their brains and really push them outside of that realm they're in, you know?
Man, that's a dope lineup, bro. That's a fire lineup.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Pharrell, Cali Unchez, and Mick Jenkins, bro.
Mick Jenkins, like, oh man, he's been like my top five like since I was like a teenager in high school. Like, Mick just does it for me.
Facts, bro. That's dope, bro. That's dope. All right, so next question, and this has become one of my favorite questions to ask all the artists, you know, just to like hear where their head is at. You have the opportunity to visit your younger self and play one song of yours for him. What song are you playing?
Oh, damn. I would play him this unreleased John. Because long story short, 2 years, like when the pandemic hit, I started making my own beats. And there's this one song I made when I finally kind of got the hang of it. You know, I haven't dropped any songs in like 2 years, but I would play him the song called We Ain't Shit. And just for him to hear it and just so he can know, like, you can do this. Like, you know, like you can make your own beats. You're rapping. You did it. Keep going, you know.
Right, it would be
that one, man. But if I had to do a song that was out, I would show him Valley, man. That's my little jam. That's my only song I would really like. Valley Man would have did it.
Right. Dope. All right, so my next question. Pick the album from your birth year that has had the most influence on how you make music today.
From my birth year? Ooh-wee, hold on. You're going to make me whoop out the... I got to work out the playlist right now. I'm thinking, so 96, what was, hold on, in 96, what was pumping in 96? I'm thinking, hold on, you got Tupac in here. AT Aliens, as soon as I saw it, AT Aliens. Outkast has been nothing but a huge spiritual, like, not only musically, but a spiritual, like, blueprint for me. To be yourself, to be, you know, alternative, and to grow up in like those poverty stricken environments and like the hood and stuff, and be able to relate that in a way that I could understand, for me, it just everything for me. You know, 18 Aliens, like I can go in my house and grab the, like, I have the album, you know, like I love Outkast, you know, that's it. That describes my blueprint.
Dope. So next question, what would you say as of right now so far has been your career defining moment?
So that's a very odd question to me, because like, well, it's interesting, but I mean odd in the way of like, the answer is kind of like in a gray area for me, because like, I guess career defining, I've had a couple now. So like, I guess as like a musician, because I like to consider myself a musician outside of anything I do.
Right.
I had this song with my friend who got me into rapping, his name Leo Grams. Like without him, there would be no me rapping. Mm-hmm. We had the song called House Phone, and House Phone did 12,000 plays on like SoundCloud. And I'm not a person who cares about numbers, but for me to see like that love in real time, and to have people hitting my DMs and say, hey, bro, do you want to work? Or like, would you like to collab or just do anything? Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. It changed my eyes, because for a long time, I didn't think I could rap, or I didn't think like, you know, music was for me.
Right,
I would guess to say like in recent memory, in my city, we got this thing called Grilled Cheese. And the Grilled Cheese show, like if you're cool, you know, you got a song that's doing it, you feel me? You get your own set on their, like, their stage. You know, they got this big studio, and, like, people just love to come through there because it's a good time. You know, you get to meet so many people. Right, I would say not doing that, and not only being able to do my set, but to be kind of like the host of Grilled Cheese at the moment is really, really cool for me. That's my, you know, that and being in the newspaper for taking pictures. I would say that's my, those are my two things right now.
Dope. All right,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, man.
Next question. I just had it and I just lost it. That's crazy.
Man. It'd be like that.
Nah, facts. What was I gonna ask you? Dang, man. All right, we'll just go to the next question. You sent in a song, Cartier Shardy. Who produced it? What was the inspiration behind the song? Let's get into all of that, Mel.
Yes, sir. So, like, Cartier Shotty, that's my little jam. Me, Glumboy, co-produced. He did most of the work, so that melody is all him with his tags. I just went in, reinforced some of the drums, and just make it more plug-like. Shout out to him for even letting him, like, let me get off with that. Shout out Glumboy. I love him. He's such a cool guy. Featuring a homie of mine, well, I say homie, like it's became that, but when I started listening to music for myself and like for my own taste, this guy came up to me first on SoundCloud. His name is Jimmy Uno. And ever since I met him, like he's from the DMV, like he's just always been like I don't really look up to people, but someone I inspired to be. So like back in the day, he used to have this tape called Samo Part 1. And like all through it is just him like being more opinionated in his life. And he's very like down to earth, and like especially with his like political and spiritual views. Like he just talks what he was, it just connected to me as like, you know, a man coming of age, you know. So in between like the songs, he used to always like sprinkle like a little bit of something about this mystery girl, you know, like, oh, like I do this for a little shawty or whatever, woo, woo, woo. And it always intrigued me, because it left me wondering, like, dang, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic at heart. So to hear like little stiff lines and stuff like that always catches my attention quickly. So just from a fan standpoint, I was just, you know, singing the song to like bring the whole story together. I went to Virginia Beach because like I started doing interviews too. And I got to meet him and we got to talk about it like from a fan standpoint. So I was like, hey, you know, I got the song. I would love if you jump on it. So he's like, all right, Sue, send it to me. So I sent it to him. I waited like 2.5 months for his verse. I forgot about it. Christmas Day, he sent that back to me. And for like people who are fans of like Samo Part 1, we kind of got like a closure of what happened with like him and that girl, because it kind of just, he stopped dropping music because he went on probation. So it was like, damn, you know? And as from a fan, you know, that's just like my inspiration from it, you know? Just to like, I don't know, T-Pain kind of coined this term as like thug R&B. Like, I want to make art alternative to R&B, like plug, mm-hmm. like that's my vibe, you know? So like, it's just like about this one girl I used to fuck with, you know? And like, even though I don't fuck with her no more, like the vibe will always be forever for me, you know? So I just want to encapsulate it in the song.
Dope, yeah, dope, man. Dope. Yes, sir. Yeah, the song was fire too, man. Most definitely.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I was trying to go for something different with the low voice stuff, but I'm glad you messed with it. I appreciate it, truly.
Yes, sir. We're going to play it at the end of the podcast too, bro.
Bet.
Yes, sir. So I remember what I was going to ask you originally, and this is a good placement for that question. Romance Valley. Let's talk about it, man. How it came about, what you plan to do with it in the future. Let's talk about it, man.
Yes, sir, man. Romance Valley. To start it off, like, as you know, like my IG name is L from Valley. I grew up in two trailer parks, like, and they were just like, you know, poverty stricken hoods, Hawthorne City and Spring Valley. I rep Spring Valley more than Hawthorne because my older cousin, rest in peace, Lenny, he was the one who really like put me on. When everybody thought I was like too nerdy to do this, that, and the third, he was like, no, he's a little boy, you know, like, let's get him out here. So he showed me my first pistol. He showed me like people selling. He showed me, he exposed me and trusted me enough to like be able to like make my own like interpretation and make sure I didn't go off of the path too long. So I got to experience so many different things for the first time. And, you know, it really shaped me for who I was. So to pay homage to the people who came before me and who trusted me with their ideas and, you know, really with their legacy, because they're not around no more, I just made Romance Valley. And it was just, you know, I'm like, out of all of them, I guess you could say like I'm the nicest out of all of them, like, but don't like, you know, don't get it twisted. Like, I'll defend myself, you know?
Right.
So Romance Valley to me was like this place that I, you know, encapsulized like the valley. And it came to, you know, from my love of music and like just not seeing people like on the underground scene get their light, you know, their flowers. Right. I just want to give everyone their flowers, you know? So I started doing the slow and reverbs and mixes and stuff like that. And, you know, like we covered you, like I truly want to give everybody what they got to go on. Like going with the page, I took a little break so I can like, you know, just take pictures. I really got connected into my own scene city, my city scene. So like, I just had to get adjusted. I still have, like, it's still going to be pumping. I'm still going to be dropping mixes and stuff. I just bought a DJ deck. So my new mixes are going to come really way more official, but I plan to keep running my page and keep doing it and make it in a place to where I can drop my own music videos and stuff like that. And to, you know, just have it grow and be a, like a hub for people who may not be on to somebody from the underground scene, you know?
Dope. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Romance Valley, bro. You put me on to a lot of really dope artists. I will say that.
Bro, I appreciate you even checking it out. And for the fact that I could even put you on at least one person, that just, my job is done, you feel me? Because that's all I ever wanted to do, is just saying like, I don't want like to force music on people, you know? So it's like, hey, here's a page of songs. If you fuck with this one, you might fuck with this one. I hope you do, you know?
Yes, sir. All right, so before we wrap it up, two mental health tips that you can give.
Dang, that's a good one. Two mental health tips. For me at least, I can say one, to make sure you, whatever you do creatively, you do it for you. A lot of people, especially in the scene that I'm getting exposed to, they care a lot about more about content. You know, it's all about content. Can we use this for content? This, that, and the third. And that's cool. But it's like, people don't, you know, get on social media to have, you know, things solicited to them. Like, if I can't sell you a song, because, you know, it's just going to turn you off. I feel like if your heart's in it and you love it, you feel me, just do what you love and whatever will come behind it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I haven't dropped a song in 2 years, and like, I've been able to do so many more achievements without a song versus like having it. So it's all about the love. It's gonna, if you love it and you're doing like what you should be doing, like it follows. And to meditate. Meditation, like, as someone who grew up in a place to where like toxic masculinity was heavy, you know, like meditation is seen as a sensitive thing. You can't be soft, you can't cry, you know. Right. Meditation really just helps, one, guard your aura, two, it helps you align and you get a chance to think and give yourself the chance to decompress from the, you know, sides around you, you know. Recently, me and my fiance, we closed out on a house. So, like, having your own space and that time to just be, you know, sensitive and forgive yourself for certain things, you know,
right.
It helps all the better, you know, taking care of yourself and not caring about numbers or marketing and just doing it for you. I feel like as long as you keep those things in mind, you can keep yourself on a, like, a mentally healthy path for the most part, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great answer. Sure. You're the first person that has mentioned meditation. That's fire, bro.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, first sir, person. Bro. I, y'all, like, before we close out, man, I have to give you your flowers on your own podcast, bro. Like, as someone who watches you from, like, Twitter and just how you move and how you've moved since I've, like, known of you, it's been nothing but a journey and a blessing to watch you, you know? All of the projects, the graphics, designs, and everything you do, like, it's so appreciated. Like, I've never told you, but I flipped so many of your songs, like, to rap off it. The latest one, I want to say, what is the name of the song? But that shit just popped off of you. It was like, look in the mirror.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I will send them to you just, like, off of, like, you know, Shits and Giggles. I have, like, four verses to that song, bro. Like, that touched me. You know, like, bro, you're a blessing. You're such a gem in a scene that, like, don't see diamonds in the roughs, bro. But you just keep doing what you do, bro. Like, man, you're legendary in my eyes, dog.
Man, thank you, bro. I appreciate that for real, man. That means a lot, bro.
Bro, it's all love. You know it is all love 100%. Like, yes, sir, bro. Gotta get up and see you sometime, man. Like, if you ever come down to Charleston or, like, we can, like, make that work, please, bro. I'm down.
I'm with it, bro. Like, I'm really trying to connect with the whole South Carolina scene, man. Like, I have so many homies out there, man. I gotta come out there for real.
Bro, please, like, we can talk about this, like, off scene too, but, like, I shows anything you need, dog. We are down here. We do shows weekly, weekendly. Like, I shit you not. Like, every weekend I'm somewhere doing something, bro. It's nothing but love down here. They would love you down here. Just, you know, whenever you're ready, bro, open arms.
Most def. All right, so that brings the pod to a close, man. Go ahead and plug yourself in. IG, upcoming songs, upcoming projects, anything you want, man.
Yes, sir. So I'm glad you gave me this opportunity because this is the first time I've been able to talk about it in like 2 years, you know, so because I haven't dropped a song since then. You're about to hear like in a little exclusive something from, you know, me on the podcast. You can follow me at L From Valley on Instagram, Twitter, anywhere you have social media. I'm probably there under that handle. I'm working on an EP. I can't say too much. I don't even have a working title, but it's going to be very Indigo Child, Rick, Icy Twat, very alternative, like, R&B. And I'm going to do my best to, like, show my perspective and have it all together. And it's coming out fall time, but that's all I got.
All right. Dope. In-Depth Podcast, episode 7. Peace.
Yes, sir. Take my boy.
Come on, baby. Don't be that way. You come over tonight. Whoa. I'm not saying.
Got my little sonny. I know that she really for me. She don't ever feel. She's broken my little niggas. I don't ever feel. She say don't ever leave without me. I don't ever feel. Little niggas really starving. They be really plotting. They be really scheming. But they better watch for shawty, cause she is a demon. She don't get behind me. She gon' get the cussing. You don't wanna fuck with L, cause she get the bossing. I can never fuck with shawty, never fold it on me. She won't drop the top and go somewhere just cause it's sunny. She know I gotta keep that gas up on me. She no matter, shawty never need for nothing. She just sitting there, chilling in her party is. But her sun is out, how about we go somewhere? $1 million house, we like a smoking in. No better spot, you should let me take you there.
Take you there.
Wait, low shawty.
Low shawty, low
shawty,
low shawty, yeah.
Oh, shawty,
yeah.
In Def Podcast.